Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to a very special Border Crossings. It's always a pleasure to welcome a superstar and an icon in the industry to our program. And today we have a special guest who is a songwriter, not necessarily a singer, but a songwriter who has written so many hits and was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2001. We're going to be talking about a very special project that she's involved with right now. And of course, her illustrious career. She's written so many songs. I guess it's 32 top 10 songs, 9 number one songs, and she's become one of the most successful female songwriters in all of music history, according to Billboard. We welcome Diane Warren to the Voice of America.
Hi, nice, good to be here. You know, not just female songwriters.
Oh, you're a songwriter. Excuse me. Yeah. I don't mean to put you into a...
No, I know. I know. I always go like,
What are they talking about?
Yeah, every songwriter.
Now, you have written so many songs. I was just looking over the list for the benefit of the audience. Solitaire from Laura Branigan was the first song you wrote in 1983, big hit song.
Well, I just wrote the lyrics, so I never even think of that as my first hit. Rhythm of the Night, that's my first hit.
Rhythm of the Night, DeBarge, that was a big song in 1985. Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now, Starship. I've got songs from Celine Dion, Because You Loved Me. You wrote Unbreak My Heart, Toni Braxton. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, Aerosmith. The list goes on and on. And so do you know, can you articulate what it is that takes to make a hit song? I mean, when you're writing a song, do you know it's a hit immediately or not?
I know it's a hit. I could feel it, but I don't know if it'll become a hit because there's a lot of stuff out of my control. Mm-hmm. You know, whether I find the right singer for it, whether it gets promoted. But I've been really lucky with the artists I've written for. And look, I'm doing more than I've ever done right now. I'm working with more artists. You know, so many exciting things, you know, I just feel it. Feel when something is worth me taking the time it takes to write that song. So I put a lot of time into a song. Mm-hmm.
And you have to obviously remain relevant as a songwriter. You have managed to do that. You are very, very, you've written songs that were nominated for an Academy Award in the last year.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
Yeah, exactly. And when you sit down and
the first one was 88, So
yes.
First nominated song. So that's longevity. Yeah.
You have all your trophies at home on a big giant mantle?
No, I have them. Yeah, I have them in different places. I don't really look at trophies, though. I mean, I'm excited about everything. I mean, it's all about the work for me. I mean, when I got the honorary Oscar last November, and that I look at that every day.
And you give it a little rub on its belly. So
on the head.
You're only missing a Tony now to get the EGOT. You know, that's all you need is a Tony. You've got all the rest.
I'm an EGO because I'm an Emmy, Grammy, Golden Globe, and honorary Oscar. So I guess that's an EGO.
Have you ever thought of writing for a musical production?
I mean, there is a musical happening right now being developed, like, you know, with some of my classic songs and new classic songs. It's being developed right now, written by Joe DiPietro. Kathleen Marshall's directing it. But it's in the early stages, no pun intended.
And I read something about you in the story I was reading about your career and your life, that it was actually your mother said, you know, forget the songwriting, become a secretary. And it was your dad who said, hey, no, let's give this a shot.
Yeah, I was going to do this no matter what. But, you know, I had both sides of that. You know, my dad encouraging me and my mom going, you know, how are you going to make a living? How are you going to buy groceries? How are you going to, you know? Well, I mean, no one was going to deter me because this is what I was going to do.
We're talking with Diane Warren, one of the best in the business, if not the best in the business, who's written so many songs for so many other artists. I mean, being a songwriter versus the singer, if you could define a songwriter versus a singer, what would you say about being the songwriter?
Well, it's very simple. One writes songs, you know, and one sings them. I'm not a singer. I write the song, so I'm by that. Just by that virtue of that, I'm the songwriter, and I'm you know lucky to work with some really great singers.
Because who's the most recent person that called you and said, "Write me a song"?
Well, there's a lot of them, but there's a lot of people I'm working with right now. And I'm excited about this new song that I think it's one of my best songs, a song called The Journey that her just released as her first single after not having new music after a couple of years. And I think it's, and there's something very exciting happening with the song too that I'm not even saying yet. But it's, I think it's among, you know, my best songs I've ever done. And she's amazing. And I first worked with her. Her name is Gabby. I first worked with Gabby when she was 15, and this kind of just all fell into place. And it's one of the best performances and productions, you know, and she produced it herself, and she did an awesome job. I don't know if I answered your question by
that. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Her is your latest conquest, yeah. I guess. So, you know, as somebody who, you know, you put pen to paper or, you know, you do it on a digital board or whatever, I always ask songwriters, where the most interesting or unique or unusual place you've ever got an idea for a song was? And you would be the perfect person to ask that.
I mean, I get them from everywhere, like, you know, so you can think of what everywhere can be. I don't even know, because ideas always come to me, you know, you know, just, you know, concepts, overhearing somebody, you know, reading something and, you know. You know, I started a song that I was watching something on Instagram, someone just talking randomly, and they said something that I thought was a great title. And I'm writing it right now. So, you know, ideas are just, there's everywhere. You just got to be, you know, have your antennas up and be open to them.
Does Diane Warren ever have writer's block?
No, I get stuck on songs, but I'm always working my muscles so that doesn't happen. You know, knock on wood, you know.
Yes.
No, I'm always, like, I don't sit around and sit on a beach and wait till something, you know, happens. You know, I go to work every day. It's like if you want to be an Olympic swimmer, you know, you have to swim every day and build up your muscles. So I'm always building up, you know, my writing muscles and becoming a better songwriter.
Mm-hmm. And who is on your wish list that you haven't worked with yet that you'd like to work with?
I don't have one person on my wish list. I mean, you know, a year and a half ago, Ringo Starr asked me for a song, and I had an idea of him putting, you know, old friends and new friends on it, a song called Here's to the Nights. And my idea with old friends was Paul McCartney, and Paul McCartney was the first person that said yes. So I have two Beatles on my song, which also has, like, Chris Stapleton and Sheryl Crow and Lenny Kravitz and Dave Grohl, a bunch of other people on the song, too. But I have two Beatles on my song. So
that's
I don't know if it gets better than that, you know, but I'm always, and it could be somebody I don't even know of yet. It's just someone that I feel that I love their voice or I love what they do that I could contribute to and help take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. I read a quote from you in an interview you had given where you said, songwriting saved your life. What does that mean?
It does. It's in music, you know, writing just, it saves my life every day. Music saves my life. How do you, it just does. It's just because it's what I do.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Diane Warren, and you
I lost 14 Oscars.
14 Oscars nominations. Yes, that's
and won one Grammy. So I'm not multi, you know, award winning.
Well, that's okay. Well, you've won so many different awards.
Yeah, it's all good. I love that I'm able to do this. I do. It's like amazing.
Do you get to write songs out of the United States? Do you get to work with international artists
all the time?
You worked with Selena, right? You did a song with Selena.
I worked on, sadly, I worked on Selena's album. I was just in the studio with an artist who's the biggest artist in the Ukraine, who's amazing, named Tina Carroll. I mean, she's a really amazing artist, a great, great singer. And I did a song on her that I think is going to be really an important song. And just so, I'm always working with international artists. I've had really, you know, huge hits outside of America that no one knows here. I mean, I had a song called Only Love Can Hurt like this that Paloma Faith did. It was a number one record, like, I guess, 9 years ago in the UK and different territories, but no one really knew it here. And then TikTok, it became like one of the biggest TikTok songs ever. And like no one in the world doesn't know that song now.
You're so busy. You know, I was going to ask if you have contemplated writing you know, an autobiography, a memoir of your life, but it doesn't sound like you have any time.
I don't have any time. I mean, there's a documentary being done,
great.
On me, which is really cool. You know, yeah, because I think forward. I don't think backwards. So I'm always excited about, you know, what I'm doing or what I'm going to do. Like talking about stuff I've done is, you know, it's not that interesting to me because I've done it. But what I haven't done and what I'm doing is really interesting.
That's great. That's a great perspective. And I know this is a good tie-in to the next subject, is the Grammy Museum exhibit the Songwriters yeah. Hall of Fame. You know, this is huge, and it's going on now through September, I believe.
Yeah,
and there's memorabilia, amazing. There's exhibits, there's song lyrics, there's clothing that was worn.
It's really amazing. Everybody should go see it. It's like I learned so much. I want to go back because when I went to the grand opening of it, I didn't get to really look at everything. But they have like Irving Berlin's piano. That blew my mind. Mm. You know, they had just these artifacts and pictures and just, you know, I do want to go back and like spend, you know, a few hours, you know, and really look at it. It's spectacular. They did an amazing job. And it really is from the like beginnings of the American popular song.
Mm-hmm. And what exhibits do you have in there of your workings?
I mean, I know they have the lyrics of How Do I Live. I don't know. I forgot what else they have of mine, but I know that's there. I was like more interested in the other stuff than what they have of mine, to be honest. I looked at my stuff really quick and just, you know, went around looking, you know, at stuff from the 1800s, late 1800s and early 1900s and all that, because that's what's fascinating to me, the real history. Because I feel like there's a history, like I'm tied to that, you know, tradition of the you know, American songwriter, someone who's just a songwriter, you know, to the craft of that through that time to the Brill Building, you know, till now.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you became such a good songwriter? What is it about Diane Warren? You work. A lot of people write songs.
I work. If I'm good at this, it's because I put in the work. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to have talent, but you have to. It's not, you know, hard work without talent is nothing. Talent without hard work is not. You know what I mean? Is nothing. Mm-hmm. But if you have both, and you put it together, and you really put in the time and the work, then you know, then you get good or you get great. And you know, that's the secret, is that I work really hard.
When did you realize you had the gift? I mean, what, it was 11, I think you wrote your first song?
Yeah, it was about 11 when I wrote my first song. Yeah, I wanted to do this when I was like about 8 or 9. I don't know why, but I kind of knew. I think I had a premonition that this is what I was going to do. And, you know, I just put in the work. This was what I was going to do, and I wanted to be great at it. And I work harder than I've ever worked. You know, I don't sit back and, you know, go, okay, I did this. That's cool. And it's like, okay, what's next? I mean, I finished a great song yesterday. Today, I'm like, okay, I got to work on this other song. So it's always, it's constant. And by that, you get really good.
What's the process like for Diane Warren?
I show up. I get that. You know how many times? So I get asked that a lot. So what's your process? My process is I show up and I go to work every day.
And you're on time.
I'm on time. I do. I have like a, I'm, yeah.
I love that. Well, I just thought, you know, maybe you would want to meet the artist in person. A lot of times you write songs and you never meet that person who you're writing for.
Well, I prefer to meet somebody, especially now. Like I prefer to spend time and just, you know what they need and kind of vibe in the studio and just, you know, and then I know how to get the exact right song for them.
And I read where you're suspicious. You're not suspicious. You're superstitious.
Sometimes kind of. But right now with my messy office, I just don't want to. I'm too lazy to clean it.
Oh, that's what I had read. It hasn't been cleaned in how many years?
Like a few decades.
A few decades.
Yeah.
That must be fun.
But I like it in the room.
Yeah, it's your home. You're comfortable. It's your comfort zone.
It is.
Diane Warren is our guest here on Border Crossings today, talking about the fact that she's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame, got inducted in 2001, and here we are 22 years later after that big honor. What is the Songwriters Hall of Fame all about? Tell the audience, because we're talking to an international audience.
It's great. It's like, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's like any Hall of Fame. So to be inducted into that, it's a big deal. So when Hal David is the one that pushed for me. Burt Bacharach and Hal David are two of my favorite songwriters of all time. Mm-hmm. So that meant a lot to me personally. My mom was alive then, and she went there. So I think she thought the not becoming a, you know, not learning shorthand and typing worked out. You know, so you know, it's great. Songwriters Hall of Fame is awesome.
Mm-hmm. And this exhibit that we're talking about today is only open until September. Is that correct?
That's what I hear. Yeah.
Yes. And so for the benefit of a global audience, is this a virtual experience? Can people?
That's something you have to ask somebody else.
OK.
No, I think it should. It would be great if it was.
Yes.
It is really amazing. I wish they could take it on the road or something, because it's awesome. I mean, I
they
guess
might
they
do that.
Certain, there's probably certain things that are you don't want to like to ship Irving Berlin's piano or something. but virtually, like they should do a virtual.
Yeah, make it available to people in other countries.
It's amazing. It really is. It's like you really do see the history, you know, of songwriting.
And for the benefit of our audience, if you would like to get tickets, if you do plan to be in the Los Angeles area, GrammyMuseum.org is the website, GrammyMuseum.org. Or you can also check out further information and details at songhall.org as well. We're talking with Diane Warren, who has a display in the new exhibit. And so I'm curious, what were your favorite, other than Irving Berlin's piano, what were your favorite things to see there? What can you recommend to somebody who has, who
I mean, all of it. The early years is what fascinated me. It was like Stephen Foster and all these, it just they, that the what they had there and the pictures. I love old pictures, and I love just seeing. So you do see a step by step. You know, you see the visuals of how American songwriting started into the modern era. I mean, it's fascinating, all of it. You know, mm-hmm. I would say just watch all of it. Anyway,
sounds great. I mean, and where in Los Angeles is the exhibit?
Downtown.
Downtown Los Angeles. Yeah. Okay. And that, you know, are you going to be there during any of the nights or days that they're premiering things? That, you know, are you going to make an appearance?
I'm not sure. I went to the opening night, and that was great because so many people who were part of the exhibit were there. Some of my heroes were there. That was awesome. Like Mike Stoller, who's a good mm-hmm. friend of mine. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Webb, amazing.
Did you ever write for Tina Turner? I mean, we recently lost Tina Turner. Did you write with her?
What a sad, terrible loss. She did a song of mine, "Don't Turn Around." That was just the B-side of a song. I was really bummed out at the time that it didn't get on her album, but then it was recorded by everybody and ultimately became a hit for Ace of Base. Mm-hmm. And then in her musical, I guess that's the big moment in the musical, which mm-hmm. is ironic, but awesome. So it mm-hmm. kind of, it all came full circle, you know?
Well, thank you, Diane Warren, for being our guest today and for joining us to discuss the new Songwriters Hall of Fame exhibit in the Grammy Museum. We appreciate your support of the Voice of America and nothing but the best. What an honor it is to have Diane Warren on the show. My name is Larry London. You are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.